Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Where the Internet Lives. Where the Internet Lives is a Webby Award-winning podcast from Google that explores how data centers change the world around us. This season, stories about prairie restoration, the solar energy boom, and more. Join us as we venture into places that very few people ever see firsthand and learn about the technology, people, and places that make the internet run. Find and follow Where the Internet Lives from Google, wherever you get your podcasts. We are also sponsored by the Future Party newsletter. Get your daily entertainment, business, and culture rundowns before anyone else. The Future Party newsletter sifts through the chaos of the web to bring you the trends that drive the future, all in a quick and witty package. Get it at futureparty.com. Hey, Ariel here. This is Feedback with Earbuds. Let's get to some podcast recommendations. This week, we're featuring something new both in our newsletter and on this show. I mentioned last episode that I have some interns for a few weeks from the LaFell School, which is the high school that I went to. When I was there, it had a different name, but what remains the same is that the second semester seniors are supposed to find internships in fields that they're interested in. When I was a senior, I interned at my summer camp's year-round office. I didn't know at the time that podcasts even existed, and who knows, even if I had, if I would have enjoyed it the way that I do now. So either way, here I am now, and now I'm running a podcast internship for four seniors who are interested in sports journalism and podcasting. They're working on creating their own podcast and Substack called Slapstick Sports. On this episode of Feedback with Earbuds, you'll meet them through a short segment that they've produced, so stay tuned for that and more information on the internship. Let's go over last week's podcast recommendations before we get into what's fresh today. Our theme was In Loving Memory, and our curator was Pam Uzel, host of Art Heals All Wounds. Pam's podcast recommendations shared stories of the missing and unidentified murdered women and girls whose stories have been forgotten due to law enforcement and other extenuating circumstances. This bias could be due to race, class, documentation status, or even behavior. You can find the episodes that Pam chose for this theme linked in the show notes of this episode. We featured episodes from Black Girl Gone, Forgotten Women of Juarez, Art Heals All Wounds, We Are Resilient, and Radiolab. Thank you to Pam for curating that list for us. Now onto this week's list of podcast recommendations. The theme is burnout. Our curator is Tiffany Jones Brown, host of the podcast Remotely Curious from Dropbox. You'll hear from Tiffany shortly about why she picked this theme and the episodes that she selected. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Radio Rental, a horror show set in the fictional world of Radio Rental, an 80s video rental store. You'll hear from the creator of the show, Payne Lindsay, in just a bit. And regular listeners of our podcast may notice that this is Payne's second time on the show in less than a month. He is almost a regular. Shout out to Mackenzie Freeman at Beck Media for her work in making that happen. After Payne's voice clip on Radio Rental, I'll share some podcast industry news before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now here's Tiffany with more about this week's theme, burnout.
I'm Tiffany Jones Brown, and I'm an executive editorial director, a creative director, a writer, and an editor. I've worked in tech for a long time, helping early stage startups and sometimes larger companies define their mission and vision and values and brand voice, do lots of creative writing type of stuff. And in the podcasting world, I host and creative direct a podcast called Remotely Curious in partnership with Dropbox. And the podcast is all about exploring the ins and outs of remote work. So everything from how to manage your time to why athleisure and sweatpants are here to stay. It's about working remotely, but really it's just about working and really it's just about life. How do we be and how do we make sense of our lives and our work together? For this, I chose the theme of burnout. And I chose burnout because a while back, many, many years ago, I kind of burned out in the classic sense from a startup job that I had. And I've spent the last, I don't know, 7-8 years learning how to build resilience and kind of not have that happen again. One of the things that's been so helpful is to become a trained mindful self-compassion teacher. And what that really means is just learning how to treat myself internally through the voice that I use to myself as if I were talking to a good friend. So I hear from so many people who are exhausted by their work, who need support with healthy boundaries, especially during the pandemic and after the pandemic and with the shift to remote work, the number of people who I heard just saying, oh, I'm done, I'm toast, I'm over it, went up by quite a lot. And then the other reason I chose this theme is because I think remote work kind of brings up unique challenges in maintaining a work-life balance. We just have a lot to learn there. So I picked out just some really simple episodes for this, ones that I hoped would be straightforward and doable, but rich thematically. So the first one I picked was an episode on burnout called How to Deal with Burnout by NPR's Life Kit. I love Life Kit because it does what I just was talking about. Like, there's a lot of deep thinking and a lot of exploration, but also a lot of stuff you can just try and do in the interviews. So in this episode, Life Kit sort of defines what burnout is, explains why it's so common. They interview scientists and psychologists about simple and common sense ways to combat it. The second episode that I picked was from Unlocking Us by Brené Brown. I have a lot of friends who are sort of ride or die Brené Brown fans, and I, believe it or not, have not been as familiar with her work until, I don't know, the last year or two. But there's a really good episode with Dr. Emily and Amelia Nagoski, who wrote a book called Burnout and How to Complete the Stress Cycle. And so Brené Brown talks to them, they're both sex researchers, about what burnout does to our body, how emotions get lodged inside of us, and these sort of evidence-based ways to come unstuck from stress. And the idea from their work is that burnout isn't just something that we experience from too many to-dos that's mental, it's actually something that happens in our body. And so they talk about ways that we can complete that cycle of stress so that it doesn't get stuck. A third episode pick is on my podcast, Remotely Curious with Dropbox. We talked to author and Financial Times columnist Elizabeth Uwe-Benene about how to reframe motivation and avoid the pitfalls of toxic productivity and combat burnout by making time for reflecting on what actually really matters to you. And in this episode, one of the things that I love the most is how Elizabeth quotes her dad in saying, life has seasons and not all seasons bear the same fruit. So one way to combat burnout is to kind of just understand that, to a little bit accept that you have some finitude in your time and you can't have all fruits all at once. You can't do everything all at once. So kind of sitting down, working out what work is for you and working out what season it is for you can really help to focus your time. Another episode that I'm so excited about is coming out this season on Remotely Curious. It's on time management, and it's with a philosopher and best-selling author of 4,000 Weeks Time Management for Mortals, Oliver Berkman. And he talks about how to combat that kind of sick with productivity feeling we get when we try to just fit every single thing in. And his point there is to do that, we need to accept our own finitude to start, just understanding we are going to die, that we have about 4,000 weeks on this planet, and using that as a starting point for trying to work out what is it that matters to us, what really matters to us, embracing the idea that you are really going to knock some things out of the park in a certain season, but you're probably going to fail at some other things in that same season, and that's okay. I really love that episode. And in terms of what I hope folks will get out of my theme, you know, I think Burnout is such a common word. We kind of throw it around a lot right now. But I think it's just kind of a common experience. People have a fraught relationship with their time, I think, and a fraught relationship sometimes with their work and the demands that they feel placed on them. And I hope by playing around with these different episodes, maybe they can, I don't know, get like a little dose of psychological liberation, if you will, and thinking, okay, like I have some agency, not necessarily in every to-do that comes my way, but in how I relate to it. And so just feeling a little bit more of that agency, 5%, 10%, I think can help quite a bit. If you want to check out the episode with Oliver Berkman, I recommend checking out the Remotely Curious podcast, remotely-curious.com. And that's it.
Shout out to Tiffany for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Her podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and get to listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of the newsletter the next time that it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Radio Rental. Here's the creator of the show, Payne Lindsay, to tell us more about it.
Hey, this is Payne Lindsay. And a new season of my podcast called Radio Rental is available right now. And fair warning, don't listen to it alone. Check out Radio Rental wherever you listen to your podcasts.
A short but sweet clip from Payne Lindsay about Radio Rental. And now let's hear from my interns, Aiden, Ben, Joey, and Noah. This is the first piece that they've produced as part of their internship. I'll let them tell you more about what they're up to.
Hello, Earbuds listeners. Joey, Aiden, Ben, and Noah here popping in with a quick message. We are all seniors at the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York, and hosts of the soon-to-be-launched Slapstick Sports Podcast, a sports talk show where we put a whimsical and modern take on the world of athletics. We're all very passionate about the sporting world, both as players and fans.
We're all very excited to be interning with Earbuds this semester so that we can learn about the podcasting world and about how to make an amazing and unique podcast ourselves. So far, we have learned about the basics, such as marketing, scripting, recording, and editing. Let's get started.
I'm Joey Bond. In this short dispatch from us, you'll hear from me, Aiden, Ben, and Noah. We've been tasked with listening to and studying different podcasts so that we can eventually create our own. My favorite podcast so far has been Good Sport with Jody Avergan. A little more about me. I'm the captain of the boys' varsity baseball team. I've been playing baseball ever since I can remember, and even had a short stint as a floor hockey goalie a few years back. I'm a huge New York sports fan and consider myself somewhat of a professional fantasy football player.
My name is Aiden Gervich. I'm an avid New York sports fan and veteran fantasy football writer for Fifth Down Fantasy. Knowing all the ins and outs of football, I've also followed and played baseball for as long as I can remember. My favorite podcast is Season 1 of Serial, and my favorite radio station is WFAN.
Hi, my name is Ben Wanderman, and I'm from Jersey. I'm a big football fan, but probably not the football you're thinking of, Americans. I love European football, aka soccer, and I've been playing and following it ever since I can say the word Barca. That's my favorite team, by the way. I even played overseas at a point. My favorite podcast is the Sky Sports Football Podcast. I love anything and everything that happens in the soccer world, and I'm eager to get to know anything and everything about the podcasting world.
Hey everyone, my name is Noah Holmgren, and I'm from New York City. My whole life has been surrounded by sports, both watching and playing them. I closely follow baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and soccer. New York sports has been the cause of many stressful nights in front of the TV, being scared that one of my teams is about to fall short yet again. I am the captain of the varsity soccer team. I have been playing soccer most of my childhood. We are all looking forward to sharing our thoughts and knowledge of the sports world with you all.
Thanks for giving us this space to introduce ourselves. If you're interested in following our journey into the world of podcasting, check out our Substack at slapstick.substack.com.
Thank you to Aiden, Noah, Joey, and Ben for contributing to this week's episode and for the hard work that you are all taking part in as part of this internship. I'm excited to keep sharing what they're up to on this podcast and in our newsletter. And to close out the show, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First up, from Lauren Passell, read about 10 true crime podcasts that you probably have not binged yet on Lifehacker. We will link to that one. Next, part memoir, part musical analysis. The Song Is Never Done is a track-by-track exploration of musician Walter Martin's album, The Bear. Next, If you're curious about artificial intelligence in medicine, then we recommend Bio Eats World, the definitive podcast about the cutting-edge world of bio and healthcare, produced by leading venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, A16Z, and hosted by Olivia Webb. Next, do you think art can change the world? Every week on Art Heals All Wounds, you'll meet an artist whose work is doing just that. As creative thinkers, artists present us with some of the most compelling visions of ways that our world could better work for everyone. Art around environmental, social, and racial justice, gender equity, ways to build community and bridge divisions, and solace for grieving. You can find and listen to Art Heals All Wounds wherever you get your podcasts. And before we go, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Make sure you're subscribed. Go to podnews.net. And that's the end of this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in, listeners, and thank you to everybody who contributed to this week's Dispatch from Earbuds. Until next week, happy listening. Now go and find a new favorite podcast, and then tell me about it. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.